I had a really bad car accident. It caused burtosis in my hip and it was very painful. My weight at the time, I was like 22 and a half stone, wouldn't be helping with the pain.
And at 22 and a half stone, had you reached that quite gradually over a long period of time? How old were you at that point?
I was 40. I was up and down all the time, but every time I went up a bit further in the stone or so. I gradually went up to the age of 40 to the 22 and a half stone. It was like a roller coaster, basically. They said that if I lost the weight, they offered me either or a gastric bypass or a gastric band, and it would be up to myself which one I was going to have.
So the difference between the two of them then, from my understanding, how does the band work and how does the bypass work?
The band is literally a rubber band that goes around your stomach. Fluid is injected into the band to make the tunnel where your food goes tighter, so less food goes in. And the bypass is where they staple your stomach, so it's the size of an egg. And then they get your intestines, chop your intestines in half, and reattach them.
Either of them, there are big medical commitments to say yes to. So, when you went through that process, what made your mind up to choose what you did and go ahead?
When the doctor offered it me, it was very rare in Stoke-on-Trent. Not many people had it. So I had to go down to Walsall Manor Hospital. The psychiatrist would talk you around everything to make sure that you could physically cope with either or. I decided on the gastric band at the time. He asked me why, and I said, well, yes, okay, I've got about 10 stone to lose. But I'd like to lose it and then be able to have it taken out, which you can do. He basically turned around and said, if I wanted to be fully committed to go for the bypass, it was the decision that I was told that I would have was then taken away from me.
Do you remember the operation? Do you remember waking up from the operation?
Yeah, I remember going down. The surgeon takes you around the theatre room itself, shows you where you'll be lying, shows you all the instruments. And he also told me that I wouldn't be having keel, I'd be having open surgery. And that's when he said it'd be 300 to 1. I would be cut from my breastbone right down to my belly button.
And when you say 300 to 1, as in
As in risk factor.
1 in 300 wouldn't make it through the op. How did you feel? Because at the time, obviously, the weight was causing you a problem in your life, but it probably wasn't a threat to your life.
No, it wasn't, but it. The way they come across with the pain that I'd got, it would make my everyday living life easier. I woke up on the ward, I started vomiting blood for about an hour, and it was getting worse. I'd got a very high blood pressure, and when she pulled the quilt back, my scar had opened and I was actually bleeding to death at the time. They had 15 minutes to stitch me up and get me connected up for a blood transfusion. That was a bit of a shock. I remember all that.
So that was the immediate drama afterwards. What about the next stages of recovery then?
When I came home, I was told I'd have 2 years post-op care, and my next appointment at the hospital then was 6 months later. Because you can't have no alcohol for a year. You sort of have to learn to eat again from a baby. So it's like watered soup going on to very watery mash. So I was doing quite well in the first 4 months. I lost 6.5 stone. Then I went back down after 12 months and my shoe size dropped from a size 8 to a size 6.
Two shoe
Two
sizes.
shoe sizes. That was the main shock. Because you expect to lose weight on your body, everywhere on your body, but you don't expect to lose shoe size.
Do you know what I'm thinking? An excuse for a whole new collection of shoes is what I'm thinking.
She turned around and she says, well, you've dropped from, I think it was size 24, 26, and I dropped down to a size 12s to 14s.